Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. I'm Joshua Simmons with Caleb and Coach Brindley this morning. We've got a full house here for you as we celebrate the big victory, Pisgah over Tuscola in the county clash 10-7 last night. And, Coach, haven't even had really 24 hours for it to sink in yet, but your first victory in the county clash as the head coach of Pisgah High School, I know it's got to feel good.
It does feel good. Very happy for our kids, happy for our seniors. Just the fact they were able to show some resiliency and the way we played on defense, just phenomenal. Can't say enough about those guys and the defensive staff. I'm just very, very happy for them and happy for our kids.
Coach, it was a really awesome night last night. Back on in Pisgah Memorial Stadium for the first time in 42 days since the flood happened. Those seniors getting to play that game there in front of a full-capacity crowd for the first time since 2018 in front of a full-capacity crowd. What did that mean to you as a coach, and how do you feel like – what do you feel like it meant to your players?
You know, I think it just – it really speaks to the level of leadership that we have at the central office, and then with some of our school board members, just tremendous leadership. They really, truly proved that they were willing to put these kids first. And Dr. Putnam was adamant that we felt like they could get it done, and they did. And Graham Haynes certainly did a good job. Jill Barker did a good job. So we're just very pleased with the effort that those people put into it and the organization and the leadership. And to really give our kids that opportunity is just something that will always be remembered.
Coach, this game carries always a lot of emotion. It carries a lot of festivities pregame. We walked into Franklin last week, and they had a lot going on pregame, and it seemed to really rattle them. They ended up 3 first-half turnovers we took advantage of. We were able to take care of that football game. I thought our student-athletes and kids and coaching staff last night, great job of keeping their composure in the first half until that game settled in. You know, what does that mean? How important is that to you, and what did y'all do leadership-wise to make sure, hey, guys, it's next play mentality here?
We talked to our kids about it. It was something we didn't skirt around. It was something that was brought up, almost on a daily basis. And we talked about keeping our circle tight, making sure that we took care of what was truly important, which was winning that game, and making sure that it was not a situation where we got distracted. And I think that was really the key word, distractions. I told them, I said, some of you could go to the carnival on Friday and come back, and when the ball's kicked off, you're ready to roll. Some of them would come back, and they'd probably have cotton candy coming out their ears. So we just talked about not allowing distractions and to make sure that we kept the main thing, which is to take care of business on the field.
Coach, we talked last night that the team that was probably going to win that game was the team that was able to settle in soonest. You know, all the emotions, all the big things. We saw some early penalties, which often happens in that game, some unsportsmanlike stuff. We felt like last night Pisgah did a really good job of just settling into the game early,
yeah.
Especially from on the defensive side of the ball, knowing, hey, we're going to make plays, we're going to do everything that we can to control what we can control and settle into the game and then go win the football game. Because with all the emotions and all the stuff going on, we kept talking about it last night. The whole point of this thing was to win a game.
Correct.
And we felt like Pisgah did a good job of doing that.
I felt like they did. Our kids were focused. We were not we're not putting ourselves in a situation where we were confused, and we had talked about that as a staff, and I thought our defensive coaches did a really good job of being simple. Just simply because we felt like if we were simple, we would play fast on defense, that we would be able to read our keys and go get things, and that's what we did. And I think, just our kids' ability to execute and execute the plan just showed that they were sponges all week. They soaked it up, but maybe just a handful of busts that we had, whether it was signal recognition or just, lack of execution. They were just very small things, and our defense's performance was one for the ages.
Coach, we got the football first last night and got a big 7-0 lead to start. You know, everything was looking just perfect. Hit the Jake on a nice ball there. Aaron Clark obviously coming in off of the injury last week and was able to start and played well, threw the ball well. And, you know, I know, feel like we had the momentum right off the gate.
We did. Knew they were going to play cover zero. That's something they had done pretty much the entirety of the year and really felt like if they played cover zero, they were playing with fire there. Because we felt like we had concepts and things that we could do that would put them in tough situations, and we did. And being able to hit Jake on the post on the opening possession was big for us to go 7-0 and really help us settle into that game. You know, you want to be able to have some success early and allow your kids to find success. And Aaron finding Jake on that post was huge for us.
Yeah, Jake beat his coverage a few times last night. Had an opportunity to get some more points first half. Unfortunately, drop ball there. Keen Moore, same thing, dropped the ball in the end zone. You felt like you maybe left a few points on the table there in the first half, unfortunately, but your kids still rallied. Kids still played well throughout the entirety of the first half.
They did, and I think sometimes you use those experiences to learn and to grow as a football player and as a young man, and you're going to see failure at times, and you're going to see personal failure as well as team failure. And you know, sometimes when you see those personal failures, it's about how do you respond and how do you react. And to be able to see, you know, Kenyon Moore make a couple of open field tackles in the second half that were just phenomenal, really just, you know, took an 8-yard gain and stopped it right there, as opposed to it becoming a 15, 20, 25-yard gain. And then to see Jake Lowry have the PBU at the end, just, you know, mental toughness and being able to line up and play the next play. So those kids really responded, and I think they learned and they grew as football players and as young men.
Yeah, I'm glad you spoke about that, because that was one of the things that was encouraging to see, is even, you know, you had a little adversity right there. You dropped the ball, but those guys got up. Kenyon played lights out on defense last night, and as well as Jake did in the second half.
They both did, and I'm just really proud of that toughness and that resiliency.
We'll be back to talk more about the second half and also preview what we might get next week with our playoff predictions and who we might think we might play here, hoping to get a home game here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Welcome back here at the Black Bear Cafe for the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. And, Coach, you know, your quarterback handled himself very well last night, as he's done all season, but a quarterback play in that first half was extremely important, and in the second half as well. Just his confidence, and you can tell that his players, his line, those guys believe in him.
They do. They have great belief in him, and I think that's probably one of the most important things a quarterback can have, is just the trust and the belief of his teammates. And Aaron's teammates believe in him. They know he's a winner, you know, and he's proved that time and time again. And he makes plays when they're necessary, and he did again last night.
Talk a little bit about what you saw maybe in the first half that, you know, you changed things up. We started running Aaron a lot in the second half. What'd you see maybe, or what was the thought process behind that, getting him going? He was able to use his legs to pick up a lot of big first downs for Pisgah in the second half.
He did. You know, based on the injury, didn't want to didn't want to put the ball in his hands too much. When it became crunch time, you know, I knew Aaron was fine. He had played really, really well the entirety of the game, and he was willing to carry the rock there and move the chains for us. Really wanted to be able to cross the face with the back, run the counter into the tight end. Felt like having the tight end there was important for us. It gave us that extra hat, you know, so being able to cross the face with the back, block the backside five, made a big difference for us in getting Aaron the ball downhill.
Coach, we talked about it. One of Caleb's keys of the game pregame last night was the turnover battle, and we did have, unfortunately, a couple that go against us. But, man, our interceptions were huge, and Matt Mahaffey with two, and, you know, Mason with that big one after the punt malfunction, we'll just call it. Not real sure what happened on that punt, but being able to get the ball back was just huge for us last night.
It was huge, you know, and our defense just continued to be resilient. And I think anytime you're in a sudden change situation, which happened twice, and we picked it off on the first play, in a first play of defense after a sudden change, just speaks to their ability to regroup, to become mentally tough and play the next snap without having any kind of, you know, lacking focus or anything there. And Mason did his job after the muff punt, we'll call it, or the fumble on the punt. You know, and he did his job. He maintained leverage. He maintained his depth. And then he came and high-pointed the football, which was really just a fantastic play.
Yeah, I mean, the vertical on Mason on that catch was really incredible. I went back and watched on the replay and just how he went up and high-pointed that football. And, you know, Mahaffey had two interceptions last night. He's got seven interceptions now on the year. Talk a little bit about just his nose for the ball, what he's doing from that safety position that it's allowing him to be so successful.
Right place, right time. That's him. You know, he just seems to always make big plays. I think that was his seventh interception on the year, you know, which is incredible. It's an incredible number when you think about 10 games and seven interceptions. He's a ball hawk back there. He's savvy, and he had no idea what that word was when I told him he was savvy. He had no idea. He had to look it up. You know, he's just a savvy football player that understands the game, so intelligent, and you know, just has a great feel back there as a safety.
One of the things you talked about early on, I just want to hit on it again. You said you got simplified things this week from a defensive standpoint. How did that help your defense be able to be so effective? Tackling was just on point all night last night. Coverage was great downfield. The quarterback did use his legs a few times from Tuscola to go make some plays. It looks like we maybe adjusted, put a spy on him. Want to know what kind of got your strategy was on that. But talk about how that allowed your defense, that you simplified things, be able to go and just play fast.
You know, I think one of the things that you know going into playing against that offense is they're going to try to use some eye candy. They're going to try to do some things to confuse you or to outflank you or to get you, you know, in advantageous situations for the offense. So for us, it was about being able to really sit in cover two, to keep things in front of us, to dare them to throw the hitch down the field 13, 14 times in a row, and didn't feel like that they had the consistency or the patience to do that. You know, so we just tried to be very simple from a DB perspective. We certainly had a few formational adjustments. If we got 21 personnel or we got 31 personnel, we were going to make sure that we had some adjustments to get an extra hat in the box when we needed it. But it was really about just our defense having just real control of what we did and then making plays after the ball was snapped.
Coach, we got to that, I think it was maybe the 3-4 minute mark in the football game, and you know, Tuscola gets a football there, and they're driving in the clock. Clock just seems like it will not go fast enough from our standpoint. Caleb and I are just looking at it like, why won't it run any faster? You know, we had the pass interference, unfortunately, there on the long pass, and they are out of timeouts. They have to kind of call a quick play, and you mentioned it, but Jake Lowry makes what we gave the play of the game. He just breaks on the football on that out there, and in its ball game. I know that just everybody, you could just feel the atmosphere. Almost a sigh of relief, like we were getting a little anxious there. Yeah. And he just made a great play.
He did make a fantastic play. And you know, sitting in cover two, and we'd really kind of gone to a dime package or a quarters type package where we had brought the extra DBs in. We had brought Aaron Clark into the game, you know, and just we were trying to make sure that we didn't allow them to hit anything that was a sideline type ball so they could step out of bounds. And Jake sat in cover two, and he drove on that hitch and, you know, just created the PBU, which was just an incredible play for him.
Just a great mentality right there, knowing what's coming. They're probably going to try to run something just to get the first down. Mm-hmm. You know, Jake jumps that route and they run a double move. He's beat, sure. But knowing the play, the time in the game, knowing what they had to do in that moment. He just made a great play on the football, and just shows a good senior right there, knowing what's taking place and being able to make a great play.
Yeah, it was just an intelligent heads-up football play. I was certainly, you know, just based on we had a four-man box, we were in a 3-1 front. I thought they might try to line up, run inside zone, and just move the sticks. So they really did us a favor, I felt, right there, throwing the hitch with us sitting in cover two.
Coach, regular season over. You know, end the regular season with a big victory over your cross-county rival. I know you can't relax, but at some point last night, it's probably just nice to sit and say, hey, we got that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think you feel a little bit of, you know, just you're grateful. You're grateful for the opportunity that you had. You're grateful that your kids performed and came away with a W and showed that resiliency and that toughness. And I don't know that relax is in my genetic when it comes to football. That's just not the way it works. I'm, you know, thinking about playoffs last night, as soon as that game was over, you know, who we're going to get, you know, what's it going to be, that kind of stuff, and want to make a run.
You finish 8-2 in the regular season. Talk a little bit about your team and just what you've seen from them throughout the entirety of these 10 games. How have you seen them grow and develop as a team?
I think it's just been about their consistency to understand how we want to practice, you know, how we want to approach each and every day, you know, how we want to be able to handle adverse situations. I think that's what I've been so proud of is, you know, they've not gotten too high, not gotten too low. They've just continued to be consistent with how we go about things. And really, I think this week's going to be another test when it comes to that, because having been a part of this game, the hardest thing to ever do is play the next week after you win. It's a lot easier to play this the next week after you lose this game. So I think this is going to be a true test for our team when it comes to their mental toughness and their resiliency.
We'll be back here to talk with Coach Brindley about what he thinks, who he thinks we might face, and where that game will be played, as well as just starting to look forward to high school playoffs across the state. You're listening to Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show here from the Black Bear Cafe. And Coach, this morning sitting with my brother Caleb and Coach Brindley. And man, this event, what it is to this town, what it means to the whole county. You know, we had some former players up in the booth last night, former coaches, and what it means to them still after they've not played here for quite some time. I hear Frank Leatherwood say he had chills up there in the booth just watching everybody come in. How awesome is that for you to be a part of, and our kids to be a part of, something that a lot of people don't get to be a part of?
No, I don't think people understand unless they've been a part of it. They just do not understand. I think the significance and the meaning of this game, and you know, I'm very grateful. I know our kids are going to one day be grateful. Maybe not now as 16, 17-year-olds, but I know one day they're going to be grateful, and one day they're going to look back on it very fondly and, you know, be very appreciative of the fact that they got to do it. And we tell them all the time, not everybody can do this. You know, it's a different game. It's a different sport. And to be able to show that commitment over the course of really probably 12 months, because it is a 12-month thing now with the weight room and all that type of stuff. So, you know, just they're going to be very appreciative and be thankful that they were a part of it.
Yeah, it's a really special event, the Pisgah-Tuscola game. Incredible environment, incredible atmosphere. It's an environment that, you know, even for some of these kids who are going to go play college football, they won't even get that in those places, depending on where they go. And so it's a neat thing that our kids in this community gets to experience. Talk a little bit about that as like a player and as a coach, how special it is just to be able to play in that type of environment.
The environment is electric, particularly when it's here in Canton. You know, certainly not to throw any stones when the game's on the road over there, but it is different. It's different. I think just the whole atmosphere, the whole electricity that kind of vibes through that stadium or the Bear Walk and things like that here when it's played at Pisgah Memorial is different and it's special. And, you know, like you said, some of our kids are going to go on to the next level. And, you know, whether it's Sawyer Blue or Jake Lowry or Kenyon Moore or Carter Browning, we got a lot of guys that are going to get a chance to go play at the next level. And, you know, it's different. I don't know that they'll ever experience anything quite like that.
Coach, one of the cool things we get to see post-game is, you know, you guys are out there obviously celebrating. And what's cool for me to see is I know the families are able to come out with those coaches, and your coaches, they give a lot to this program. A lot of them have young families of their own, and to see them celebrate with their kids, see you celebrate with your own children, that's just a great moment. Sometimes people kind of get out of there and don't get to see that. We're up there doing the post-game show and get down. Talk about what that means to just your families.
You know, to be able to sacrifice like we do and really put our family, I want to say, on the back burner for a lot of time in the fall. I think it's special for them to be a part of it, for them to be able to come out there and you know, hug you and be excited because of the success that transpired. You know, it's really special. I have a great deal of gratitude for my family, for what they allow me to be able to do and this opportunity to coach, because I certainly couldn't do it without them. And, you know, just very grateful to them and the sacrifices that they make. And I don't always say it, definitely don't always say it, but certainly feel it, certainly know it.
So, Coach, we end the season 8-2, share the conference title, and now we wait. So we're looking to see who we play next Friday night. How does it work to kind of break this tie for the three-way conference title share, and what does it look like for our playoff predictions next week?
So there's a process that the state puts out. Really, it's probably an 8, 9, 10 step process, and you kind of start at the top to break the tie, and you work your way down. If number one doesn't break the tie for the conference championship, then you go to number two, and then you go to number three, and so on. And I think the way it's going to end up working for us in our league is it's going to go to RPI. I think the final RPI standings, which is just nothing more than a computer program, and basically it factors in your winning percentage, your opponent's winning percentage, and then your opponent's winning percentage, and then it ranks you. So right now, Irwin is the number one team in the 3A West based on all of those factors, you know, which you know, it's good for them. In our league, I think it right now has West Henderson one spot ahead of us, and us one spot ahead of Smoky Mountain, which means West Henderson would get the one seed and be seated as the conference champion. We would be the two seed, and Smoky Mountain would be the three seed out of our league. Of course, everything after the ones is essentially bracketed based on RPI, so we'd probably be sitting somewhere around 16-17.
We'll be back to talk with Coach here in the final segment. You're listening to Coach Ricky Brinley Show on WPTL Radio.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Piscataire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Piscataire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Piscataire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Back here for the final segment this morning from the Black Bear Cafe with Coach Ricky Brindley. And Coach, no, we're not sure on our opponent. We've seen some predictions, even possibly maybe getting a conference opponent again in the playoffs. I know that happened last year to Pisgah as they played North. How does prep change or anything change for the playoffs?
I think you have the opportunity now to kind of really go back, look at your film, you know, try to evaluate what they did to you at a much deeper level than maybe you had that opportunity during the game when you were actually playing them. You know, so it's certainly possible we see Smoky Mountain in the first round here at our place, just based on some predictions, some models, some things that are being shown. You know, we've got to make sure we do a good job of evaluating what we were successful at and then what we struggled with. And we've got to be able to do a good job as a coaching staff, putting our kids in the best position possible to be successful. And then the bottom line is they've got to be able to go make plays. We've got to be able to defeat blocks. We've got to be able to make tackles. We've got to be able to cover the way we're supposed to, and then we got to execute on offense at every level.
Coach, when will we see that official bracket from the state? When can we look forward to find out? When will you know officially who your opponent's going to be?
You know, it used to be Saturday afternoons, usually about lunchtime, and I think now it's probably going to be pushed to possibly tomorrow, simply because there were some games across the state that had to be played today to finish up the regular season. So I think the reporting deadline is tomorrow, I believe, or maybe tonight at midnight, something like that, and it'll probably be tomorrow whenever we get the full bracket, the finalized bracket.
So, Coach, when we get that, what's your message going to be to your team when you get together for your first practice on Monday? As you mentioned earlier, it's hard. You're riding this high right now. You just won the county clash. Your players are fired up. The last thing you want to do is kind of dip back into a lull and lose that momentum, because it's kind of like you hit that high point, and now it's real easy to just settle. How do you kind of keep the momentum going as you go into playoffs?
Well, you got to be able to talk about it. It's something that you can't just you can't avoid. You can't you know, just leave to them and their 16, 17-year-old minds. You got to be able to discuss it. You got to be able to point out how difficult it is, and then you've got to be able to talk about, you know, handling adversity is really important, but I think handling success is also, on the flip side, just as important. How do you handle the success of winning that game? You know, do you read your press clippings all of a sudden and become, you know, too good to practice hard, you know, too good to be physical and that type of stuff in practice, or do you, you know, truly roll your sleeves up and go back to work? So that's what it's going to be about for us.
So we will get that playoff seed hopefully Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening sometimes, and then you will know where you play. And we're thinking we're going to be at Pisgah Memorial Stadium for probably one more game is what most of the predictions do say. On behalf of WPTL Radio, Caleb Simmons, Coach Brindley, I'm Joshua Simmons. It's been a privilege to bring you this radio show this morning. We will bring you Friday night's action. We will kick off somewhere, and we hope at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, and that countdown to kickoff show brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe will begin. Airtime will be 6:30. Kickoff time for the playoffs is also 7:30. Have a great weekend, folks. You've been listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.